This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. There are three contested primaries for Kalamazoo County Commission next month. That includes two incumbents who face challengers from within their party. WMUK reporter Sevilla Mann covers Kalamazoo County. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Gordon.
What are the big issues that the next Kalamazoo County Commission is going to face when they take office after the November election?
This is not the only thing on the county board's plate, but it's the big one. The big looming task that the county board will have before it after the election is to find the county a permanent administrator. This is something that the current board has attempted to do. They just haven't had much success. This board came into office with the seat newly empty, the administrator's seat. They ran a search. They had some finalists last summer. A couple finalists pulled out. That pool collapsed. Started another search. They hired Terrence Nugel, who had been an elected county supervisor in Iowa. He started in December. A few months later, he was put on leave while the county investigated whether he'd made some inappropriate comments to staff. Nugel then resigned before the investigation was over. The county was then pretty much back where it started, with Deputy Administrator John Fall serving as the county's interim administrator. The current board thought it best to wait till after this election in November to find a permanent administrator. So that's the big issue that the board faces, is finding a person to fill that county's top seat.
An issue which pretty much hung over the current board for the entire two-year term for which they served.
That's right. There were a lot of false starts. You know, having a pool, narrowing it down, oh, it fell apart. Having a pool, hiring somebody, he's on leave, now he's gone, we don't have an administrator again. Yes, it has definitely hung over this board.
So that's the big one, but are there some other issues that the next county board will also have to face?
Some of the other big things that the county will be looking at when they come back have to do with buildings and space. There are several county agencies that either are running out of space or the building they're in isn't serving them very well. The Michigan Avenue Courthouse needs some work. The county health department has outgrown its space. The county's looking at moving the health department into a new building. And animal services has a building that's pretty obsolete. They're having a hard time keeping the animals healthy in there, so they need a new building.
There are some commissioners who have decided not to run again for various reasons. Tell us who they are.
First, you've got Board Chair John Taylor. He's in District 3. He's running for county clerk, so he won't be back to the county commission. Vice Chair Jeff Hepler is also leaving. That's District 6. Hepler's running for sheriff, so he won't be back to the board. And then in District 10, you've got Larry Provencher, who also won't be back.
And this follows an election in 2014 where there were six commissioners who did not return for one reason or another. A couple of them went on to the state house. A couple of them tried to get elected to the state house and didn't make it. But what does that tell us about what we're going to have after the fall election in terms of inexperience on the Kalamazoo County Commission?
Well, it means you will have a board with some new people. I talked to former county administrator Peter Batani, also a former commissioner, and he says, you know, from an administrative point of view, as a member of the board, you really do want a board where members know the ropes.
I think the sort of the popular thinking or the popular notion about elected officials is the longer you're there, the less effective you are. And that's exactly the opposite is true, that the longer you're there, the more effective you become, because the more you know, about yourself, the more you know about your other commissioners, about the issues.
Former Administrator Batani says, as a board member, as an administrator, lack of experience is not a virtue.
And because of Jeff Hepler running for Kalamazoo County Sheriff, that's created one vacancy on the board, and that has also created a contested primary for his seat, right?
That's right. You've got three Republicans who are running for Jeff Hepler's seat, no Democrats.
And then we have two incumbent commissioners who face challenges from within their party. Tell us about these races.
Sure. In the 4th District, you've got Mike Seals, the incumbent, who's a Democrat. He's got a primary challenge from former Commissioner Frank Thompson. And then in the 9th District, you've got incumbent Dale Sugars. Sugars is a Republican. He's got a primary challenge from Brian Kovacic.
Okay, people will remember the name Frank Thompson from previous service on the Kalamazoo County Commission. What does he say about running again?
Frank Thompson served a number of years on the Kalamazoo County Commission. He lost to Mike Seals in the primary in 2010. Frank says with his previous service on the board, he'd be a good fit for the commission.
I think with my knowledge and past experiences that I would do a good job. I won't say any better than Mike or the other candidates, but I've got all my records that will back up my statement.
So that's Frank Thompson, a former Kalamazoo County Commissioner, running again and challenging Michael Seals in the Democratic primary. Seals is in his third term and seeking a fourth. What does Michael Seals have to say, Sevilla, about being challenged in the August primary?
Seals says, yes, Frank Thompson has experience as a former commissioner, but maybe not the kind of experience he'd need to be an effective member of the board now.
But a lot's changed since he's left, and it's not as easy as it used to be. I was telling somebody the other day, it was a lot easier when we had 17 than it is to have 11. And, you know, that's because we got 11 different opinions, but we're having difficulty meeting somewhere in the middle. And that's a challenge. But when we had 17, it seemed like we could get through stuff.
Former Administrator Peter Batani says this race between Michael Seals and Frank Thompson will be a fascinating one to watch.
And then we have, as you mentioned, Dale Sugars, a Republican incumbent commissioner. He is also facing a challenge in the August primary.
That's right. Dale Sugars faces a challenge from Brian Kovacic. This is Dale's first term on the county commission, but he has a long history as an elected official. He was on the Portage City Council. He was a state representative, a state senator. He took a break from public office, and he'd been out for a while when he ran for county board in 2014.
I was kind of drafted. I thought I was done running for office, and there was a large turnover of the 11 commissioners. There were six that were leaving, and so there's going to be six new individuals. So they felt with some experience that I had that that would be helpful and beneficial. So they convinced me to run, and I did, and I think it was a good thing.
That's County Commissioner Dale Sugars. We did reach out to Dale's primary challenger, Brian Kovacic, several times. We didn't hear back from him. Dale Sugars does not seem to be sweating this race too much.
So we have an interesting situation here of a couple of sitting commissioners who are facing a primary. Did anyone you talked to seem to think that it's significant or that it maybe tells us a little something about our current political climate?
I put that question to former Administrator Peter Batani, and he says, in his opinion, it is a little bit unusual and it's a bit concerning.
Frankly, that's not a good sign. It means that, and I think you see it on both sides. You see it at the local level and you see it at the national level, right? I mean, you have the party sort of, you know, between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, you have the right pulling to the right. And on the Democratic side, the left pulling to the left. And there's a lot of anger fueled on both sides because, you know, because they want, everybody wants their way. Everybody's the good guy and the other person's always the bad guy. And if you compromise, you know, the point of view is if you compromise, you're corrupt. And no, that's the way the American system was set up. System functions on compromise.
That's Peter Batani, a former Kalamazoo County Commissioner who later became Kalamazoo County Administrator. And we should note that his resignation in 2014 started the chain of events that we talked about earlier, a search for a new administrator that was scrapped, a second search that led to the hiring of Terrence Nugel, who resigned after just a few months on the job, and as Sevilla Mann told us earlier, finding a new administrator will be the biggest job ahead for the next Kalamazoo County Commission. So Sevilla, that's the August primary. What do we find when we look ahead to November?
You've got 11 seats total on the Kalamazoo County Board, so there's 11 seats that are up in the fall. You'll have eight contested races in the general election, and the Republicans have candidates in every district but one. Two districts have no Democratic opposition, and we've heard about at least one third-party candidate who's running, and we might hear about more of them by the fall.
Thank you, Sevilla.
Thanks, Gordon.
WMUK local government and education reporter Sevilla Mann. You can find our stories on the August primary at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.